out of three geese. 6 out of 7 seagulls. And this Transylvanian owl all agree that if they had their own radios, they would tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting just for you from Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
Vai marinheiro, vai, vai, vai buscar a Laurindinha. Vai marinheiro, vai, vai, ela é tua, não é minha. Sim, nosso é, com toda a certeza, o programa Atlantis, que transmitimos dos estúdios da CFRC, no quadrante 101.9 FM, em sistema de cabo 90.9, aos domingos das 18 às 20 horas, com locução de Eduardo Pereira.
Vai,
hey, what's up guys? My name is May, aka DJ Mayhem, and I'll be hosting The Mood with May here on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday from 11 until noon. Tune in weekly to hear me explore music and artists across genres and decades, curated around a different vibe or category each time. Whether you love finding new music just like me, or you want to switch it up a bit, I'll have plenty to offer. Follow me on Instagram at The Mood with May for updates and more information, or my show page on CFRC.ca. And welcome back. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, for those of you tuning in through the web. It is the 11 o'clock hour here in Kingston, Ontario, and we are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May, and you are now listening to The Mood with May. Before we get into everything, I would like to say Happy New Year to everyone. Happy 2025. I hope that the new year brings you fun and friends and good food and good music and whatever else you need it to bring for you. I will say, me personally, I feel like I'm stuck in a time loop, in the sense that I feel like I'm reliving like 2016 over and over again, but not like the good parts of 2016. I feel like I'm just stuck being 13 my entire life. I was born in 2003, so I would have been 13 in 2016, and I just feel stuck, if that makes sense. I know a lot of people have said that they feel this way, specifically regarding the time around the pandemic, like 2020 to like 2023, when there was still a bunch of lockdown measures and things were really, really uncertain there for a while. But me personally, it started 4 years earlier because I guess I'm just better than everyone else and I'm just ahead of the curve. I'm a trendsetter. What can I say? But to be so honest, I do understand the 2020 like pandemic time loop feeling. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that we stagnated in terms of not being able to have those new memories, unique experiences. We're not traveling, we're not really leaving our houses, so everything feels very meshed together for those few years. In that time frame from 2020 to 2023, I graduated high school, I started university, and a bunch of things happened in my personal life. And when I look back in my memory, if it wasn't for the fact that I had specific years tied to things, like I graduated 2021, started university September of 2021, like if I didn't have those timestamps mentally, I would just think that all of that happened in like a month. And it feels crazy to say, because that's not how time works, but I think my theory, and there's probably science somewhere to explain why all of this actually happens, but today we're going off of my brain, because that is my number one source for information. Sounds so stupid. I think it's just the whole fact of like, you're living your life in one space, whether you're working out of a small apartment, whether you're working out of a home, you're doing school, you're doing work, you're maybe leaving to get groceries, but a lot of people were also getting delivery for groceries and food. You were maybe going out for walks, but relatively speaking, you're memories are all from one sort of geographic area. There wasn't a lot of variation from day to day. People who were going into the office prior to the pandemic were now working from home. They weren't having any significant interactions with coworkers because they're interacting online and virtually, and it's really not the same. I feel bad for a lot of people who celebrated milestone birthdays in that time period, because I will say, like, I turned 18 in 2021 and it didn't feel significant at all. Same thing with 19 in 2022. Like, it just felt so nothing, because you couldn't really, like, there wasn't anything to do. Everything was getting canceled and then put back on again and then canceled, and then eventually at some point I think we gave up. But that's besides the point, because it's 2025 and it's a new year. And hopefully that will help ease some of my existential dread. Right now, it's at a very high amount, simply just because I think it's the beginning of the year. And I feel like everybody has this insane pressure in January that they're like, oh, I have to do something with this year. I have to have actionable goals. I have to have progress that I am making. And yes, that's true. I think it's important to have, like, goalposts for yourself to say, I want to read this many books, or I want to engage with this many new artists, or etc., etc. But I think it's important to remember that, you know, these goals can also be fun. It doesn't have to be, I need to work out 7 days a week for the next 52 weeks of the year. You can have fun with your goals. I saw this online, so I'm kind of ripping this idea off, but somebody said that they make these fun little goals of, like, every year they have to collect this many little frog statues, or these, I'm making these up because I don't remember what they said, but I think it's just fun to take this as a time to make positive changes in your life, but also don't feel the pressure that you have to be having. You don't have to have the same progress as everybody around you. Everybody is different. Somebody's progress is going to look different than your progress. Everybody has a different mountain to climb, and everybody has different tools to work with. You know, you might be climbing with no equipment and somebody might have a ski lift. So obviously they're going to get up that mountain faster than you. So I don't know. Maybe this is me, like, just speaking metaphorically because it's fun and my brain is so melted, but just be kind to yourself in 2025, I think is what I'm trying to get at. Take time to do the things that you love and be with the people you love and engage with your hobbies, and don't really care about the fact that other people are doing things better than you or they have bigger and better things than you, because ultimately you just need to focus on yourself. And this is a lot of preaching to the choir, because I struggle with also seeing other people, especially my peers around me, who grew up in a lot better circumstances than I did, and they have a lot more than I do. And it's frustrating. I understand that. I get that. But sometimes you have to take a step back and realize, you know what? I am where I am. I've done a lot of work to get here. I've overcome a lot of things to get to this point. And you need to be proud of yourself. So I think that's the biggest lesson that I'm bringing into 2025, is just being proud of my progress, even though it's not the same as somebody else's progress. Because I've had different obstacles and I've had different things happen in my life than other people, and I need to respect the fact that I got myself here. That being said, today's theme for the music of the things that the show is about is Around the Fire, a very cozy, folky, country vibe. It's not going to be for everyone, but I think it's a nice step towards having a relaxing, calming day at the beginning of the year, not overwhelming yourself too much, sort of letting go in that imaginary environment and atmosphere where you're sitting around the fire and you're enjoying and you're having a laugh and maybe you're just kind of forgetting your worries at that time. So the first song we're going to start with is by a Canadian artist. This is off of Tyler Childers' album Purgatory, released in 2017. The song is Lady May, and I will say I'm not partial to this song because it has my name in it, but it's more so because it's just a really, really lovely song, and it's calming, and Tyler Childers has amazing vocals that you don't see in a lot of modern artists. So I hope you enjoyed that. And then after that, we're going to have House of the Rising Sun by Joan Baez. This is one of my favorite renditions of House of the Rising Sun. I prefer a more folky approach to it than the Animals rock rendition. I will say I do still love the Animals version, but give me a Joan Baez, give me a Nina Simone, you know? And then after that, we're going to finish things off with Shelter from the Storm with Bob Dylan. Again, a classic artist. The biopic about him came out on December 25th. It's Christmas. It's not that hard to remember. With Timothée Chalamet. I haven't watched it yet. I want to watch it. But I don't know. I feel like it's a cozy song. And you know what? Everybody needs shelter from the storm once in a while. So, without further ado, here is Lady May by Tyler Childers, right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm a stone's throw from the mill, and I'm a good walk to the river. When my working day is over, we'll go swim our cares away. Put your toes down in the water and a smile across your face, and tell me that you love me, lovely Lady May. The sharpest chisel that your hands have ever held, but darling, I could love you well till the roll is called on high. I've seen my share of trouble, and I've held my weight in shame, but I'm baptized in your name, lovely Lady May. Shivering as it waltzes o'er the leaves, it's been rushing through my timber till your love brought on the spring. Now the mountains all are blushing, and they don't know what to say, except a good long line of praises for my lovely Lady May. Now I ain't the toughest hickory that your axe has ever felled, but I'm a hickory just as well, I'm a hickory all the same. I came crashing through the forest as you cut my roots away, and I fell a good long ways for my lovely Lady May.
let a rambler lead me astray. Go tell my baby sister,
in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel-eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Not a word was spoke between us, there was little risk involved. Everything up to that point had been left unresolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give you a shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Suddenly I turned around and she was standing there, with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Now there's a wall between us, something that's been lost. I took too much for granted, I got my signals crossed. Just to think till it all began on a non-eventful morn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Well, the deputy walks on hard nails and the preacher rides a mount, but nothing really matters much, it's doom alone that counts. And the one-eyed undertaker, he blows a feudal horn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I've heard newborn babies wailing like a moaning dove, and old men with broken teeth stranded without love. Do I understand your question, man? Is it hopeless and forlorn? Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. a little hilltop village. They gambled for my clothes. I bargained for salvation and she gave me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence, I got repaid with scorn. Come in, she said, I'll give you a shelter from the storm. Well, I'm living in a foreign country, but I'm bound to cross the line. Beauty walks a razor's edge, someday I'll make it mine. If I could only turn back the clock to when God and her were born. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm.
And welcome back. That was Shelter from the Storm by Bob Dylan. Before that, a beautiful rendition of House of the Rising Sun by Joan Baez. And at the top of that set, we had Lady May by Tyler Childers right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM. And yes, I do understand the irony of playing Bob Dylan and Joan Baez back to back. Thank you very much. I will say, getting back into my yap session, that folk and country has a very calming, almost grounding effect. And I don't know if this is for everyone. I feel like this might be a common experience, but I've heard a lot of people say that they don't like folk and country, which I personally believe that it is very hard to dislike an entire genre of music, specifically country or folk. And I feel that it has a lot to do with the fact that people just haven't found the artists that they like or that they can resonate with. I mean, I personally thought that I didn't like EDM. And I will say I still don't like a lot of EDM, and this is completely on a completely different tangent. But there were some artists that I was introduced to by friends that I quite enjoyed, and I have a feeling that it might be the same with other people. Like, I feel like it's very hard to blanket statements say that you dislike a genre, specifically when genres are so, I don't know. I feel like a lot of songs evade genre, and it's just like a classification system that's very arbitrary that we use to put music in a box. And I feel like music in and of itself is very hard to categorize when it's actually coming from the soul and like a very human place. Yes, I understand categorizing, you know, commercial pop, because that can only ever be one thing. It's only intention is to sell something, whether it's itself or another product or this image of an artist. But with music that is done with intentionality and has soul to it and is tied to a uniquely human experience, and it doesn't have to be unique from person to person. I mean, everybody experiences heartbreak or feeling loneliness or not having a sense of belonging, but speaking from that individual's perspective, even songs like House of the Rising Sun, which has been done so many times throughout history, you know, it's been recorded over and over multiple times in different styles by different people, different genders of people, you know, like there's so many ways that the song has been done, and every time I find that it has a unique message, a unique delivery, and it's so different because everybody is pouring their own experiences and their own memories and heartbreak and whatever other experiences are fueling that specific experience for them. And I may just be saying buzzwords, but for me, I feel that the whole point here is that if you dislike country or folk music, maybe give it a chance. It, you know, like, hunt around. You don't have to like everything that's coming out of that, but genre is not all-encompassing. Just because you dislike Miranda Lambert is like a modern-ish country artist. Like, just because you dislike Miranda Lambert doesn't mean that you're gonna dislike Alan Jackson. These are two absolutely random country pulls, by the way. This is like my pulling on my knowledge of growing up in my grandparents' house. So all of that to say, if you say you dislike something specifically like a musical genre, just keep dipping your toes in the pool, keep giving it a try. Anyhow, to me, folk and country is a very cozy, grounding feeling, and that's what I want to carry into 2025, is just being able to reconnect not just with my roots, but who I am as a person and what I want out of life, instead of attaching myself to the expectations and putting myself in these boxes that other people are giving me. And I feel like, I don't know, this also might just be me pulling for strings, but I feel like that also kind of connects to that argument that genre is arbitrary. Like, the expectations that other people hold for you and the classifications that people give you are arbitrary, because you can pervade those at any time. You do not have to be the finance bro, or you don't have to be, you know, the music geek. And these are, again, really simplified understandings of people, but you don't have to continue to just meet people's expectations. You can do whatever you want to do, and I think that's an important thing to carry into 2025, is the fact that you define your own person, and ultimately what you take out of 2025 is what you put into it. If you keep putting in your efforts into meeting other people's expectations, are you going to be happy with who you are at the end of the year? Are you going to be happy with those outcomes? Are you going to be in a place where you can say, I have gotten closer to who I want to be as a person, not closer to who your mom wants you to be or your friends want you to be? I mean, ultimately, I would hope, especially with your friends, because you're choosing to be around them. That's your chosen community and family and group of people. I would hope that they are happy to have you no matter how you come, whether it's changing your hair, changing your music taste, or, you know, changing your routine. Whatever little changes that you make in 2025, I would hope that the people that you surround yourself with and that you love and you care for are happy to see you no matter how you come or how you look. That being said, the next few songs that I have for you to carry along with this theme. The first song is one that my dad used to play in the car for me, and it's just a very, I don't know, it's an escapism song for me. It's one day you'll get out of here, and one day you'll get somewhere better. And the song is Fast Car by Tracy Chapman, and I know that maybe that's not what the lyrics reflect, because it seems like she's not really that happy at the end of it, because she's doing all the work and taking care of this, I don't know, loser. But for me, it signals hope. After that, we have Place to Be by Nick Drake, which again is just another very calming, very you'll get there when you get there song. And then after that, we have These Days by Jackson Brown. So I hope you enjoy. I hope this episode, even if my ramblings make no sense to you, I hope at very least the music is giving you a sense of calm, and it's giving you a fresh start to your year. And ultimately, I just hope that you have a good year and everything works out in your favor. So without further ado, Fast Car by Tracy Chapman, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You get a fast car, I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal, maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store, managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just across the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. My old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. We sell drinking late at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Just hand me down, give me place to be.
Finished listening to These Days by Jackson Brown. Before that, we had Place to Be by Nick Drake, and at the top of that set, Fast Car by the lovely Tracy Chapman. This is The Mood with May on CFRC. Today we are doing folk and country around the fire. It's sort of a cozy theme to start off your 2025, whether it's you're coming home after a long night out and you just need to relax. You maybe have a bit of a migraine or a hangover, or you had a cozy night in, like I did, and now you're just sort of having a calm start to your year. And for those of you who are going back to work today, my apologies. That sucks. I hope you have a good day at work. And that it's not too stressful to start your year off, because that's never fun. I don't know. Last talk segment, I was talking a bit about how genre doesn't truly define music, and there's not really a way to properly categorize art. And I feel that very strongly, but I think that can be applied to a lot of things. And I think that what you take away from art is exactly what you put into it. And I say that meaning that everybody approaches songs with different perspectives, with different lived experiences, and with different memories. You might listen to a song like Fast Car and feel nothing towards it. I listen to it, and a lot of the times, I'm almost in tears because it's just connected to so many of my life experiences. I grew up listening to it. It's changed meanings and it's grown with me throughout the years. And that doesn't happen with every single song that I've listened to since I was a kid. But I will say that I don't know. I take away a lot more from Fast Car than other people might. My peers might listen to that song and they might hate it. But I will never hate you, Fast Car. If Fast Car has nobody loving it, then I am dead. Naturally, as with any The Mood with May show, there is at least one French song. So here is two French songs for you. The first one is Mélancolie, which is by Patrick Watson and Sophia Nolan. Patrick Watson is the artist that is behind that track that got really, really popular a couple years ago online, Je te laisserai les mots. And Sophia Nolan is an artist that I discovered recently. She's Quebecois, and I played her on my other show, What's Brewing. I don't know. She has a lovely voice, and I really was very happy to see that she collaborated with an artist that I already loved so much. After that, we have the lovely Martha Wainwright with Dis quand reviendras-tu, and that's off of her self-titled album from 2005. And then after that, we are going to play a song by George Harrison, which is technically new because it's a remaster released in 2024, but it is the 50th anniversary remaster, so it's from 1974. For those of you who were born in 1974, I'm sorry for reminding you that you're 50 years old, turning 51 this year. Anyhow, this is off of Living in the Material World, and the song specifically that I am playing is The Light That Has Lighted the World. So without further ado, here is Patrick Watson and Sophia Nolan on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Je me lève le matin, un café dans ma main, s'éveille 8 heures. Ça m'énerve toujours la fête, moi. Je retourne dans mon lit, pas besoin des faux sourires sous le son de la pluie. Mais je baille quand je cache. Pour être tranquille et bien dans le silence, la solitude.
Tu m'as dit cette fois, c'est le dernier voyage. Pour nos pères déchirés, c'est le dernier naufrage. Au printemps, tu verras, je serai de retour. Le printemps, c'est joli pour se parler d'amour. Nous irons voir ensemble les fleurie et des embûches de rompe dans les rues de Paris. Dis, quand reviendras-tu? Dis, au moins le sais-tu, que tout le temps qui passe ne se rattrape guère, que tout le temps perdu ne se rattrape plus. Le printemps s'est enfui depuis longtemps déjà. Crois que les feuilles mortes brûlent les feuilles de bois. Avoir apparu si beau dans cette fin d'automne. Soudain j'ai mal d'anguille, je rêve, je frissonne. Et je tente que je chavire et comme la rengaine. Je viens, je tourne, je me traîne. Ton image m'aime, je le parle tout bas. J'ai besoin d'amour et j'ai mal de toi. Dis, quand reviendras-tu? Dis. Ne se rattrape guère, que tout le temps perdu ne se rattrape plus. J'ai beau t'aimer toujours, j'ai beau t'aimer de toi, j'ai beau t'aimer de moi, j'ai beau t'aimer d'amour. Si tu ne comprends pas qu'il te faut revenir, je ferai de nous deux mes plus beaux souvenirs. Je reprendrai la route, le monde de mes merveilles, et j'aimerai chanter un autre soleil. Je ne suis pas la seule qui meurt de chagrin, mais je n'ai pas la vertu. Tu dis, au moins le sais-tu, que tout le temps qui passe ne se rattrape guère, que tout le temps perdu ne se rattrape plus. Rattrape guère, que tout le temps perdu ne se rattrape plus.
I'm not what I was. How it really is a shame. The thoughts in the heads manifest on the brow like bad scars from ill feelings. They themselves arouse. So light that has lighted the world. It's funny how people just won't accept change, as if nature itself they prefer rearranged. So hard to move on when you're down in a hole where there's so little chance to experience soul.
And that was George Harrison with The Light That Has Lighted the World. Before that, Dis Qu'on Reviendra Tu by Martha Wainwright. And before that, at the top of the set, we had Melancholy by Patrick Watson and Sophia Nolan right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM. We're going to wrap things up super, super quickly so I can finish the last two songs that I have for you. But this has been Around the Fire, folk and country to soothe your soul as we go into the new year. Good luck to everybody out there with 2025. I hope that it's a good year for you. Even though it feels scary, I hope that it's a good year. The last two songs that we're going to close out with are Old Man by Neil Young and Homeward Bound by Simon and Garfunkel. I think that these sort of perfectly encapsulate the feeling that I'm going for, specifically Homeward Bound. I think it's just comforting knowing that you're going somewhere at the end of the day that you can call home. So, without further ado, Neil Young with Old Man, right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM. Happy New Year.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life. 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you. Doesn't mean that much to me, to mean that much to you. I've been first and last. Look at how the time goes past. But I'm all alone at last, rolling home to you. at my life, I'm a lot like you were.
Let's see. Well, I'll sing. I know the tune that you were asking me before. I'll sing that for you. You were talking about Homeward Bound, which I wrote in the north of England.
That'll go down well, wouldn't it?
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one-night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound, home, where my thoughts escape at home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day's an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. Town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. Oh, what I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound.